right, everybody. It is the Geek Out Freak Out podcast. It's another week, another day in our lives. I'm Jeremy Holman, a.k.a. JVader82 on Twitter and Instagram, sitting across town from me, across the country, across the world, in Hogwarts, is Matt Salgado, Mateo83 on Twitter and Instagram. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm doing just fine. 3 weeks in a row, we are back. We did it.
Three is a magic number for us.
Doing good. I am Hogwarts, like you said.
We're in a Jurassic Park shirt too, huh?
Well, you know, I'm in Universal Studios, so
yeah, that's what I was about to say, is you're not in Hogwarts. You just look like you're in Universal,
which is so fitting because we were talking about that earlier today. Jeremy, I was so gracious to be in the presence of Jeremy's physical being for a brief few minutes. And so we were talking about Universal Studios earlier because you're,
hell yeah,
as you've mentioned on the show before a couple times, that you're thinking about going out there in the fall. So
I am. It's a done deal. I got to book my tickets today, actually.
Get them tickets.
They also announced this week for any theme park fans or whatever, anybody in the area that's thinking about going, they announced three more haunted houses for the Halloween Horror Nights. So there's 10 in total for Halloween Horror Nights. And they had already announced Beetlejuice as the haunted house. And now they announced, which is great because my wife wants to go to this. And it's for a work trip. And there's another one of her coworkers. It's like her work wife. Like one of those that, like, you guys are so close. Like, they're your best friend at work kind of thing.
Yeah.
And she's going too. And they both are like, let's go to Halloween Horror Nights. Let's see all the haunted stuff. But my wife doesn't watch horror movies that much. But one of the haunted houses that got announced for Halloween Horror Nights this year, which is, I guess it's the 30th anniversary too of the Halloween of HHN. And they announced it's The Haunting of Hill House on Netflix. So I'm going to make her watch it.
Nice.
And then the other two are Texas Chainsaw Massacre and The Return of the Bride of Frankenstein. It's an original story, supposed to be like a sequel to The Bride of Frankenstein. So I am jazz. I've been listening to Zach Ryder's Majorland podcast, Matt Cardona's Majorland podcast with Chelsea Green.
You are jizzassed.
Jizzassed. I'm always jizzassed.
Jizzassed.
My kid, we literally, I think I told you just now that, like, I finished eating and you text me at 2 and said, hey, are you ready? I'm getting ready.
I'm getting ready, yeah.
I was like, yeah. 2 o'clock, you sent that text message. It's now 2:25.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty good.
I told you I had just finished eating, right?
Yeah.
At 2 when I got
that
text.
I'm hungry.
I just got a text message while I'm recording. Can I have a snack?
Yes. The answer is yes.
No.
Eat a snack.
No. No, the answer is no, Matt.
Well, why not?
The kid just finished eating. Like, what the fuck?
What was for lunch? What did you guys have for lunch?
We got thigh stop.
Oh, yeah. It's because there's a shortage of wings again. A
national wing shortage, yeah. We just wanted to try it. Or they wanted to try it because we got Wingstop about a week ago. And I caved. I was like, I want to try this. I got the thighs. And they were really damn good.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids wanted to try it. And I wanted something a little more lean for lunch anyway. So I had a couple of thighs and they had a couple. They got boneless, though, so they were breaded. But it was actually, I tried one of the boneless. They were pretty damn good.
Yeah. I like
and
going
it's
there.
Cheaper.
Yeah,
I like believe it or there. Not, it was cheaper than the wings.
That's surprising.
Yeah, it was nuts. Like, I bought a bundle for $22 and it fed all three of us. And normally, like, one, like, on average, for, like, one person there is, like, $11 to $12. Like, for a combo or anything.
Yeah.
Even without the combo. Because my wife and I don't eat the fries, so we'll order by the piece. And it's about $30-$40 for like two people. It's stupid. Yeah, their fries are really good too.
Yeah, the fries are pretty awesome. My
Shiznits?
My wife likes that place, and so do I. It's usually my go-to whenever we're craving for that. But welcome to Food Talk.
Hey.
We went to the farmer's market this morning, and that's what I did.
Hey, I drove by there.
I went to the farmer's market, and I supported a local vendor. And
I did the opposite. I bought Starbucks.
You bought Starbucks. Well, I still went
I drove by there to get Starbucks.
I was still went to Dunkin' right after. But no, we went
in. Yeah, I saw that. I saw the box of donuts. And I
I went to the farmer's market. I picked up some burritos. There's some super really good burritos that they have there. So one of the vendors makes. And then I went to Dunkin', and when I walked up to Dunkin', the door was locked because the line was, like, insane. So then these two guys just walked out. You know, they unlocked the door and they walked out. And so they obviously bought donuts and are walking out. Yeah. And so I'm walking in, and then the people at the register go, "Oh, the lobby's closed. It's Saturday morning." Like, you just had people in front of you. Saturday morning. And so I'm like, "Oh, okay. I'm going to leave because the line's too long." And then another lady who's walking into, you know, into the employee door that comes out off the side, she's like, "No, the lobby's open. Our meeting is done." So first of all, I'm like, why are we even having meetings Saturday mornings at 9:15? You know, you're that's the busiest thing, time of the day. And somebody even said that too, like, this is the busiest time of the day. Why are we having meetings? Why are you having meetings at that time?
If it's something you've got to convey before the day starts, you grab each person.
5 in the morning. You don't do it at 9:30.
Hey, I'm going to pull one person off and I'm going to talk with them. I know it's repetitive as a manager and you have to do it, but hey, I'm going to pull one person off the floor. I'm going to have this talk with you. You go do your thing. Go back, relieve someone, send someone back.
Absolutely. Like, so that way
the machine keeps running.
Do you not think at this time, to me, at 9:15 a.m. on a Saturday morning, you know, a lot of people have a day off on Saturday. Is this going to be one of your busiest times of the week?
Do Saturday
and Sundays at this time for a place like, Dunkin' Donuts? And, you know, yeah, it's Dunkin' Donuts. It's not gourmet donuts. It's not gourmet coffee. We're not going there for gourmet. I'm going there because it's cheap and it's fast and I can get in and get out.
Do you drink Dunkin' coffee?
I do. I do drink. I actually prefer Dunkin' coffee over Starbucks coffee.
I don't know what it is. I can't stand it.
The only thing I
absolutely can't.
And the only thing that kind of rival Dunkin' has taken a back seat in the coffee department. I usually just get the free coffee whenever I build up enough points. But Starbucks has won me over lately with that salted caramel cream cold brew.
That's my go-to.
My sponsor shit. Me, please. And my wife drinks the oatmeal
latte,
shaken espresso. Yeah.
Yeah, those are good too.
That one's really good. So it just absolutely.
The chocolate almond milk one's all right.
The only donuts they had were just your regular glazed donuts. They didn't have anything there.
You should have shopped local, goddammit.
Like, you're okay, first of all, you close the lobby so you can have a meeting and run drive through, and you're still not, you just do not make anything else in the process.
Yeah, that's retarded.
It's absolutely stupid. Insane. So it's good to know that Dunkin' is fully in Roswell, become a Roswell restaurant with stupid practices.
They assimilated quick.
Yeah, it just happened really
early. Like, I went in there, like, they opened and it was nice and everything was cool. And then, like, a month later, I went in there and it was dirty and filthy. I was like, yeah, yo, you're fucking up to standards. And it was the same thing when we had a Carl's Jr. here, too. Like, it was just
the Carl's Jr. got ruined.
They went right to Roswell standards.
I think we started doing the show. We revived the show right at the end of Carl's Jr. because I went there to go get a veggie burger, and so I went there to get that, and they're like, "Oh no, we don't have it on the menu." And I'm like, "Well, are you gonna get it?" And they're like, "Probably not." And they're like, "What else?" They're like, "Do you want to order something?" I was like, "Nope," and I walked out. I'm just like, "No, I came here to try that specifically." Now, we did used to order. I mean, I'm not vegan. I'm not even vegetarian, but I like to explore my options.
You don't know what you like until you try.
Yeah, and you know, like, a big thing for me is trying to eat a little bit cleaner, and you still do not want to. It's harder to give up, you know, like pizza and burgers and things like that you enjoy. So being able to find, like, a replacement, you know, like, I do enjoy the Impossible Whopper, you know, like, that's a pretty good replacement. And it's not too expensive, you know, as a replacement when you can go to the store and buy the Impossible Beef. And it is pretty expensive when you buy it. It's like $12 a pound, I think. So for me, it's nice to know, you know, the alternatives out there to be able to try them. And when they don't even try to, like, you know, fill in that niche. I realize we're in, like, in a, you know, a kind of a dumb town when it comes to that. There's not a lot of, you know, vegan friendly places here.
There's not a lot of healthy places.
There's no healthy places. You think about eating out.
There's really, like, And sure, you could go and you could get like, hey, I'm going to get chicken and like broccoli or veggies as a side.
Get a salad.
Like a Chili's or something like that. But there's not a lot of like just clean eating establishments here. Mm-mm. At all. Even your local stuff is fucking barbecue or Mexican food and stuff. And that shit's great. I love barbecue and I love Mexican food. That's great. But when you want to explore other options, I mean, hell, the food or the health conscious restaurants or food establishments that we've had here have failed. Mm-hmm. Always. Yeah. And it's crazy to see that. I say it's crazy to see that until you walk into the store and you see everybody around here and it looks like the beginning stages of the movie WALL-E and what we start with. Yeah. And yeah, I get it, pretty I guess.
Much, yeah.
Know your market.
We are an obese town, so...
Not even obese, just unhealthy.
It is an unhealthy town, mentally and physically, an unhealthy town. as it turned into Bash Rosal. Yeah, so Duncan, you can, you know... I wouldn't have gone unless... And the only reason why I did go is because I had got the burritos for me and my wife and my kids, you know, tried to be nice and get them the donuts, you know.
Have you, this is turning into like a severely local podcast, but there's a grocery store by you, Farmer's Market, that has some amazing donuts.
I've never gotten those, you know.
And those are so good.
I'm afraid to try anything that's not marked, not for myself. I probably will like them, but like to get something not marked with the, well, you know what I could just do is I can just take the Dunkin' box and just swipe them all out and the kids will never know.
Yeah, they've got some good stuff, and they even get wild and they do like just cereal
do
on the.
I think I will just do that. So
yeah, just do that.
Yeah,
they've got like the chocolate donuts with the Cocoa Puffs on them, and like Fruity Pebbles and shit.
The next time
super
I'm gonna
unhealthy.
Do it. I'm gonna go to Farmers and do that, and just keep.
You should do that with DiGiorno too. Just keep your Little Caesars boxes and make frozen pizza.
Does the DiGiorno's more expensive?
You know that you're right. You're not wrong.
Not that I wouldn't mind, but yeah.
Little Caesars is such garbage pizza.
No, but here's the thing.
But it's not bad.
They're not lying to you. They're not lying.
Yeah,
they're not
passing it off as gourmet.
No, they literally it's pizza. That's like their advertisement. Yeah. It's pizza, and it is. It's pizza, pizza, pizza. Yeah. It's a pizza, and you're getting what you pay for. And you know what? Sometimes when you're in a jam and it's 8:45 and you don't know what to do, you just gotta pull up the app, order a pizza, go get it. It's like there. Most of the time, hot and ready. I do not get hot and readys anymore.
I've
moved away from hot and readys. We primarily order fresh to go, and it has never failed. Oh my God, getting a pizza right out of the oven, and I'm there right before. You know, I use the app, and the app tells you when your pizza is ready. You can go in and punch the number in. I love getting there, you know, and waiting like a minute or two. And then getting the notification on my phone and just running in immediately and getting like that super hot fresh pizza. Yeah. Like, it is trash pizza, but it's just like, it'll hit the spot.
I can't eat it anymore. We haven't ordered it in a long time. Oh, it hits the spot on me and it goes straight fucking through. Like, I will be doubled over in pain if we get fucking
Little Caesars most times. That's some gluten issues.
I can't. No, it's the sauce. I figured out because it's.
Oh, do you get heartburn? You get heartburn from the sauce?
And shit my pants.
Oh, no.
Like, immediately. And I know it's the sauce because it's worse if we get crazy bread and I eat the sauce of the crazy bread.
Don't eat that.
I will fucking die. Like, it is. I'm done. Like, I have to do that. If we're going to do that, it's got to be on like a Friday night when I know I'm not traveling on the road on Saturday. Like, I'm off and I'm not going to have to pull over shit and wipe my ass with the sunflower on the side of the road.
You had a day to recover.
Like, just to know that I'm not going to shit myself in my truck because I'm traveling for work. Like, that's the big thing. It's like, I'm not going to have this truck. I have light colored tan seats, Matt. Like, I can't fucking.
You can't. Anymore. Yeah. You can't chance that. It's Dion's or nothing for you.
I had the chance of the day we were gonna.
We haven't gotten there, and that's the bad thing. Is like I haven't gone to Dion's in so long.
We ordered pizza.
They have good salads.
Something about Dion's I knew was gonna fuck me up.
Oh,
and
no.
They do have. It's a heavy ass. It's good. It's the closest thing to like real pizza that we'll get in this town for the most part. But it's heavy. Like, it is real fucking heavy. Like, one or two slices and you're fucking
done
for the weekend. And it's just, I couldn't do it that night. I was like, no, let's do something else. But you're right. Their salads are amazing. Mm-hmm. What the fuck is happening with this podcast?
It's fine. We're letting people know. Like, our dietary restrictions and
our bullshit. Like, our junk food. That's what we're doing. We're talking about our guilty pleasure food.
You know what? That's perfectly fine. I think it is perfectly fine to have a guilty pleasure. You know, it's totally random. You know, it's kind of an off week. We are going to cover the last episode of Loki. We both watched Space Jam. This is sort of a late intro. And we'll probably talk some tech talk because we got the Steam Deck just dropped. So we'll talk some specs and stuff about that, and that's pretty cool. Hey, we're back, and we're still on Anchor. Anchor's doing a great job with our analytics and whatnot. It's actually helping boost the show, which has been super surprising, and I'm glad to see that. We've gotten some more listeners directly from our move to Anchor because they've put us right there in their app, and that's awesome. So another ad sponsor for Anchor, which you'll probably get at the beginning of the show if you download the show as you're supposed to. And if you didn't know, but like if you guys listened last week, then you got the ad for Anchor, and it was my lovely voice running an ad, and that was a lot of fun to record. One of these days, and we're going to re-record it, and we're going to have me and Jeremy do it. We have to get together and record a show trailer, actually. For our podcast page for Anchor. So we're going to do that.
As soon as you're ready, you tell me. You pull the trigger, goddammit.
And honestly, if it wasn't for my wife's birthday being this weekend, I think I would have been there right there next to you if there's room to record the show. So I got to relearn how to use the Tascam to record cuz I don't remember the last time I used it.
Do you fidget with anything in your hands while you record?
All the time. Right now,
I always have an action figure in my hand.
Right now, I'm popping my toes off stream. I'm sitting.
Do it on stream. People got fetishes. I'm not here to kink shame anybody.
I'm going to compete with the likes of Indie Fox and Amarath. I'm going to have to go all out and do it in the hot tub. And all the time. I just have if I'm in a meeting, if I'm doing the show. I'm always fidgeting with something. So, yeah, there's always...
I'm using a Stormtrooper action figure today. Last week was a Dana Barrett Sigourney Weaver action figure. I was trying to make her levitate.
I always play with the charger here. I always have an iPad charger. So I'm always taking it in and out. Just random stuff. And my knife isn't here. I don't know what happened to my knife. But I was playing with
that's
my knife.
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
Sir, that's a spoon. Some Simpsons talk for you guys.
It reminded me I was watching.
One of my favorite episodes of The Simpsons is that sir, that's Australia, the Australian episode.
Sir, this is a spoon reminded me of a comment I saw on Twitter earlier. It was from Trisha Parker. She's a wrestler. By Jordan Grace, yeah. And she had said something about. I don't even remember what she had said. It was about people's opinions or something. And some perv went on there, and he was like, I'd give you my opinion, but you'd probably beat me up and put me over your knee and spank me. I might like it, but it'll hurt. And then she just replied, she's like, sir, this is a Wendy's. It's like, what the fuck? I started following her on all platforms. She does a lot of fitness.
She's funny.
Stuff.
She's really
she's really funny. Yeah,
she's awesome.
She's joined TikTok. I followed her on TikTok.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I don't know if I followed anybody new on TikTok this week. I just follow my usual peeps. That's about it.
But I just look at my For You page because it knows me, and it's like, hey, here's all your fucking dark humor that we know you like.
You'll like it, and you'll text it to Matt.
Probably. Here's all the dark humor and Marvel conspiracy theories.
Yeah, the Marvel. Have fun. Marvel theories, and then they're all just wrong.
That's all my fucking For You pages. I was wrong. Let's talk Loki. Fuck it. I was 100%
wrong.
Let's
go right into Loki. The last episode for all time, always. I didn't know Kate Herron wasn't coming back for season two. She's directed every episode of Loki in the first season. She's not coming back for season two, apparently, so we'll see. Maybe she will come back and she's just holding out a little bit.
Yep, there's our big spoiler news. We got a season two.
Yeah, season two. That kind of already was spoiled even before.
They had said that they had multiple series that were going to get extra seasons and that Wanda was not one of them. So we took it upon us say,
like, but I could have sworn I read something even before, like before last week, that
I think it was rumored, but last week it was renewed. But it was fully confirmed this week.
Fully confirmed this week. Plot. In the Citadel, Loki and Sylvie meet Miss Minutes and reject an offer from the creator, he who remains, to return them to the timeline with everything they desire. Meanwhile, Renslayer leaves on the mission to find free will after receiving information from he who remains. B-15 proves to the TVA troopers that they are all variants by showing them a Renslayer variant who is a high school, who is a school vice principal. He Who Remains tells Loki and Sylvie that he ended a multiversal war caused by his variants, isolated his timeline, and created the TVA as a result. As he has grown wary, he offers them a choice: kill him and end the singular timeline, risking another multiversal war, or becoming his chosen successors and overseeing the TVA and the singular timeline. Sylvie decides to kill him, which Loki pleads with her to stop. They kiss, but Sylvie... Actually, that's all wrong. It's backwards. They kiss, but Sylvie sends Loki back to the TVA headquarters. She kills he who remains, unleashing a multiverse with timelines that cannot be pruned. At the TVA headquarters, Loki warns B-15, and this is great. I love this part. Loki warns B-15 and Mobius about the variants of he who remains, but they do not recognize this Loki. Loki sees a statue of one of these variants that one of the variants has replaced those of the timekeepers. So it was really cool at the very end seeing Loki show up, and it's not his universe, his verse. Yeah. It's a different... He got sent back by Sylvie, but he ended up in a different dimension, a different multiverse. So the multiverses are going down. We see all the different spikes of all the different multiverses. I've seen a lot of great memes of people with their own multiverses from the graphic of where it's showing it, like kind of like splitting off. And
yeah,
a really good one was Johnny Gargano from WWE NXT. He put one together, and one of the multiverses was DIY Never Breaking Up.
That's good shit.
Which was his tag team with Tommaso Ciampa. Really good stuff.
There's one I saw where they're looking at the screen of the multiverses, and I think Joe sent it to us in our chat, and it said, Cowboys fans hoping for the next, hoping that one of these universes
leads to the one that
they win a championship.
Yeah, it was good. Like, so a really good episode. A lot of stuff to unpack. There was we get Kang. Like, we got him. Like,
confirmation that it is
Kang.
He
refers to himself. He doesn't call himself Kang the Conqueror, but he refers to himself as, he goes, some people call me a conqueror.
Some people call me a warrior. Yeah. Some call me a leader. Yeah. So this one is not the conqueror. There's multiple Kangs. This one is he who remains, who's been controlling the multiverse.
Yeah.
The one that we get in Quantumania is the conqueror.
Yeah.
So we got confirmation of Kang and of which one we're getting as the conqueror. The second that he came on screen, my wife didn't realize that Kang had been cast or anything.
Yeah.
So the second I saw Jonathan Majors, I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? And I said, that's Kang. And she's like, how do you know? And I was like, that's Jonathan Majors. He was cast in Quantumania as Kang. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
And he was a shining star in this episode.
So good,
He owned every scene that he was in so well. And I absolutely loved it. Even to the point where when he gets killed, where Sylvie stabs him and he's like, see you later, and winks at her.
Yeah.
It's like, holy shit. Like, he was so good.
Yep.
Yeah. I absolutely loved it. That episode just went too fast for me. It felt like it was 5 minutes.
Yeah, it did. It really flew by. A lot. It's just really good. It was a lot of fun. It's kind of hard to like dissect everything because it doesn't really need dissection all that much, because so much of it was explained with the conversation that He Who Remains was having with Sylvie and Loki. And we get the kiss, between Sylvie and Loki. So it's just like, how narcissistic can you be? But it was funny because I think like 3 episodes was just kind of like leading up to like, well, are they going to kiss or are they not going to kiss? Or what's going to happen? So this is cool going forward because, yes, you wait through the end credits. You get to the end credits, and the only end credit we get is just a document being stamped, and it says Loki will return in season 2. So no like definitive post credit that we got yet, but I don't think we really needed one. I think the idea of now this possibility of the multiverse, all these rumors with Spider-Man, what's going to happen with Spider-Man, What's going to happen with Doctor Strange, you know, and the Multiverse of Madness, you know, what's going to happen with those movies?
Well, like, it makes you question everything. Yeah, like I told my wife at this point, I was like, okay, like the easy answer is that Yelena is going after our Hawkeye. But now at the end of this, like you have that burning question of, is it an alternate universe Hawkeye she's actually after? Like, is she even in our universe? Like, what's happening? Like, things have changed so much. Like, what goes on? And then, like, we didn't know what they were talking about in the Eternals when we watched the trailer. And Angelina Jolie's character says, we weren't needed until now. Now we know why they were needed. Yeah. The multiverse. Like, this makes sense to me. And, I mean, it still could be something different, but it makes sense now that, you know, hey, things weren't bad. I mean, they could have always been fucked, but they weren't this bad. Now it's really bad.
Joe's in chat. He hopped on and said, agreed. Loki was really good, and Loki Lokinson. Thanks for jumping in, Joe. Joe just went and saw Black Widow yesterday. So if you want to sound off in chat, Joe, and let us know what you thought of the movie, that'd be great. But, yeah, just so much, like, possibilities as far as... And I'm not taking any away from WandaVision. Like, WandaVision was a great, great show. And we thought it was going to, like... We thought Wanda was going to break. She was going to introduce the multiverse. She was going to do all of this. And it's still a groundbreaking show for...
And she's still led into Doctor Strange.
She's it was a groundbreaking, like, on a different level for what, like, showcasing, you know, what powers she has. And what she's going to do with them. And maybe she's going to be like the next big, big bad, you know, going forward. Like, just someone you do not want to mess with. And then Loki just went and kind of, like, literally broke everything, you know. Like,
oh, yeah. This is the show that just... everything up.
And the funny thing is, too, it's just like... I don't think we kind of even expected any... So much for the series to be so heavy. You know, like, to affect the entire MCU, like this, it's cool, because going forward, it's just like, you know, who knows what the next round of movies are going to have, and maybe the timeline, and to me, the timeline is never going to get fixed. Like, this is what's going to happen, and you're going to have, like, you know, you've brought up multiple times, like, multiple superheroes, the X-Men, you know, you're going to see all these other characters be created, be used, be introduced.
There's opportunities now.
And to be introduced in ways to where it's sort of easier to bring them in, you know, so you don't need, MCU per se origin stories for a way to bring in Deadpool, which we got a teaser earlier in the week. I mean,
yeah,
Deadpool Twitter's been doing movie reviews. He reviewed, or movie trailer reactions. And he did one for Cruella. And then he did one this week for Free Guy, making fun of it, you know, making fun of the idea, like, hey, didn't this movie, I thought this movie came out last year, you know.
It's a Fox property.
Yeah, and it's a Fox property. And doing it with him is Korg.
Yeah, Taika Waititi voicing Korg, who's also in
Free Guy. Also in Free Guy.
And directing Free Guy.
Yeah, and so just going ahead and using Korg from the MCU.
Full character. And they talk about it too. They bring up the MCU and everything. It was funny. It was a really good short to watch.
Yeah. So boom, he's already, you know, it's his first official MCU.
Up to his Deadpool antics.
Yeah. So it's his first official MCU appearance, I would say. Joe said, "Bravo to Disney, completely invested in the MCU." Yeah, they have. You know, like, and. I think it goes to credit too with them being able to do shows on Disney Plus, and having that arena to sort of expand on everything, because I felt like they tried to do that with Netflix and it just didn't work. Maybe there was too much hit back from like Netflix of what they could do, and they try to keep everything grounded. You know, we had, I think, what, maybe Iron Fist was as mythical as it got. You know, you had Luke Cage, who was bulletproof. You had Jessica Jones, who is, you know, super strength and whatnot, but as far as that goes, you know, that's as far as it went. And then these shows are Disney Plus shows are taking characters from already existing. They didn't have to create new characters, you know, they just went ahead and brought them over from the movies, stuff that they already existed in, and have done a great job on expanding on them. And, you know, I think Falcon and Winter Soldier gets forgotten because it didn't feel as heavy. but it did set up, you know, Falcon to be the next Captain America. And I feel like, you know, going forward, it's going to have a lot more weight to it, because whether or not we get a second series of that, or, you know, he gets his first official movie, we'll see.
He does.
We'll
see. Captain America 4 was supposed to be his. These shows have done a good job. Every series, all three of them so far, have done a really good job of setting up things moving forward. They've established themselves. They've established their story. And then they set something up. Like, there's things that have happened in there that set up the MCU, the future of the MCU. The Emmy nominations were out this week. And WandaVision cleaned up. They got, like, 28 nominations. Falcon and Winter Soldier got, like, 5 or 6, I think. And one of those... And he doesn't understand it himself. One of those being Don Cheadle for a 98-second cameo for Best Supporting Actor. He even shared it, and he's like...
I think it was Best, like, Guest Star Supporting Actor.
Something like that. But he had said on his Twitter something to the degree of... it was like, to all the supporters, thank you. To all the haters, forget you. And to all the shoulder shruggers, I don't get it either, but let's move forward.
Yeah.
So he didn't even fucking understand.
That's
for wild. A 98-second cameo, he got a fucking Emmy nomination.
Yeah.
But Wanda, and I'm curious now that when next year's round comes through for Emmy nods, to see what Loki ends up with. Because Wanda ended up with 26. And I loved WandaVision, but in my opinion, I think Loki did a lot more.
I think I think costumes for Loki, like set design and whatnot, like I think a lot of, you're gonna see a lot of technical awards definitely go towards the show. Best editing, Tom Hiddleston, so good.
He is. Did you know in like episode one, I think it was episode one, with the DB Cooper stuff, that where they showed him with the flight attendants, that scene was only supposed to be the flight attendants? But Tom Hiddleston had started dancing down the hall with them, so they shot it and kept it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah,
that's
so awesome. That was all that dancing was just improv by him. There was something else I was going to say, and I got sidetracked talking about that. Oh, did you catch the color of this episode? What was I talking about? The color scheme was blue.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I told my wife, there was no, and I expected this. There was no meaning behind it to say, like, there were 6 episodes, and each episode had a color scheme of an Infinity Stone. There was no necessary meaning behind it, but it was an interesting choice by the director, is what I assumed it was going to be. It's just a nod by the director to say, hey, we have 6 episodes or 6 stones. Let's do something interesting here. So if you go back and rewatch, each episode does have a primary color scheme to it. And they go in order, just like the Infinity Stones. So this one ended up being blue. And that was the one that was missing, the Tesseract.
Mm-hmm.
So it's if you go back and rewatch Loki, it's a cool thing to catch.
Yeah.
And I think it's a cool aesthetic and a cool choice by the director.
Joe brought up in chat that he enjoyed the Black Widow, and I'm in love with Yelena and her vest.
Oh, who is not? Yeah. Yelena and Sylvie are the internet's new MCU crushes now.
If you go back and you listen to last week's show, you definitely hear us gush about Florence for about, a good 5-10 minutes.
I loved her in Fighting With My Family. I thought she was great as Paige. Yeah. And then she was amazing in this. And I'm looking forward to seeing her in Hawkeye as well.
Yeah. She's Hawkeye.
Hot guys. I'm looking forward to seeing Hot Guys. Is that what we're saying?
So, heck yeah. In Marvel-related news, hey, we're getting a Galactus action figure. Did you know about this?
I saw this.
Yeah, so we're getting a Galactus action figure. It's dirty.
Does it come?
A 32-inch tall figure.
Does it come with a Reed Richards?
Or no, I think they're just putting Reed there.
Scale.
Yeah, I think they put Reed there for scale. Now, it looks awesome. Yeah, I was going to ask you. How much do you think it's going to be?
70 individual joints.
That's amazing.
It's $400.
That's not bad.
It's already right here, $399.99, and requires 14,000 pledges in order to move forward.
Oh, wow.
It's in...
it's going to get it. People have been wanting...
Is it Indiegogo?
People have been wanting a large-scale Galactus figure for a long time, so it's
They did happen. The same thing with the Razor Crest.
Yeah, they did.
From the Mandalorian.
And it blew through. And it met its goal. Yeah, it blew through its goal, within an hour, I believe. So... Yeah.
Galactus. Dwayne The Rock Johnson says that filming has ended on Black Adam.
Yeah. He put it on his Instagram yesterday. I think they had a video on there of him with his last day on set. So that was cool. So principal photography is done for Black Adam.
We'll probably get a fucking trailer for it before we do Spider-Man. Watch.
Yeah. No, we're going to
get... At this rate.
We brought this up earlier in the week. I think we're going to get a Spider-Man trailer at the end of Comic-Con or maybe one of the first couple of days. But Comic-Con at home is still going on. So just because we're in California, I mean, they weren't going to do it anyway, but they've gone back.
In L.A., they went back to
masks. They went back to wearing masks because numbers kind of popped back up, you know. Just a lot of anti-vaxxers still, you know, messing things up. But what can we do? Which sucks.
Christopher Judge, who provided the voice of Kratos in the God of War series, is going to voice the Black Panther in the Avengers video game.
Oh, that's awesome.
And said that he supposedly turned this down multiple times, like at least 4 or 5 times, and they kept asking him over and over and over. And he said that his wife or his mother and his son told him they would disown him if he didn't take the role. So he went ahead and took it. And he said he was turning it down because he was afraid of having to live up to Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to do a bad Chadwick Boseman. So he said instead what he did is he worked with the same dialect coach that Chadwick Boseman used to try to nail an accent and then gave it his own spin. So it's going to be his own take on the character instead of trying to do like a lot of properties now. Like when you see and hear Iron Man, it's somebody impersonating Robert Downey Jr. Like that's become the new standard in the cartoons and comics and stuff like that for the most part.
Yeah.
So he said, and they kind of got away from that in the Avengers game anyway. Like they didn't make them look like the characters. So they definitely didn't make them voice like the MCU people. So it was actually, I think it's going to be cool to hear his take on it. He's a great voice actor. So it's going to be great. Did you see this? There's a Boba Fett throne toy from Hot Toys?
No, I did not see that.
Yeah, it's from the final scene, the end credit scene.
Book of Boba Fett.
From The Mandalorian that teases the Book of Boba Fett. And his helmet comes off and he's got the scarred face.
That's awesome.
How much you want to bet that is? Is there a price for this one? No, there's no price. Damn it. $300. It's Hot Toys.
Hot Toys is going to be expensive.
Fucking expensive. Yeah. Like $100, $150, I bet. Yeah. But it has the throne, so I bet it'd be closer to $200.
Hell yeah.
So from now on, do we move forward and refer to this as the MCM?
The
MCU?
The Marvel Cinematic Multiverse.
Yeah. Is this where we're leading from now on?
I guess so. Yeah. Everything's going to be I think the cool thing is like it could literally pull Marvel characters to circle back to the movie real quick. It could pull characters from anywhere. It can pull like a variation of any character from any media representation that's already out there. Like it could pull a video game. You know,
we're going to end up with Dominic Toretto. That's going to be the crossover that none of us expected.
They won't jump the shark and do that. But yeah, as far as like, you know, it could pull in like a different Spider-Man. Like, I think they do want to open up the door for like a Spider-Man multiverse movie. And this is going to be the best way to do it.
Yeah, I think this is the way to do it.
Yeah, it's going to be so good.
I'm glad you brought up Spider-Man. Speaking of that, we talked about Hot Toys a minute ago. Hot Toys released images of their Spider-Man... what is this one called? No Way Home figure. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of in line with the stuff that we saw with the Funko Pops that were released and that we saw photos of. But this one goes a little bit deeper. It shows the Spider-Man in the black armor with the gold webbing. And then he's got red gloves, which I think you can kind of see in the Funko. And then he's got the blue, like, it looks like a spell is being cast. And then he's got his hands out, and instead of shooting webs, he's shooting spells. But he's wearing, like, this gold bracer on his wrist at the same time. So I think I told you, and I told my son too, that it looks to me like it's Wakanda tech for the armor, but that bracer looks like something that is like an artifact or something that you would find in the Sanctum. So I wonder if this is something that Doctor Strange gives Spider-Man and gives him some sort of sorcerer's powers in this movie. It looks fucking cool.
It'd be awesome.
Really cool suit. It is, if you guys haven't seen it, we'll share pictures of it on our Instagram. It is the black and gold together look amazing. I thought it was so damn cool.
Hell yeah.
Very awesome. When is Comic-Con supposed to happen?
2 weeks.
Okay. Yeah. So hopefully soon we'll get a trailer then.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. I already have carpal tunnel as it is, Sony, so don't make it worse. Don't make me sit here with my fingers crossed too long.
I'm running a search real quick. July 23rd. So next week.
Cool.
Yeah.
So we watched Space Jam.
We watched Space Jam. Before we do, would you... we already know your thoughts on the Nintendo Switch OLED model.
I'm interested in the Steam
Deck. The Steam
Deck. I just don't want to spend that kind of money.
So we got three variations of the Steam Deck that are coming out. There is a 64 gig version, a 256 gig version, and a 512 gig version. This is basically a gaming computer in your hands. It runs on a version of Linux. It's on the Steam OS, which is a version of Linux. But you could also go back and it can install Windows on a bootloader if you'd like to, and run Windows off of it, which is actually pretty cool. $399 for the 64 gig version, $529 for the 256 version, and $649 for the 512 version, which isn't that bad when you can think about the amount of games you can play PC wise. Also, you can throw this on a dock, on a USB-C dock, and it would boot up to your monitor, to a screen that you could play it on. Pretty awesome stuff. It's based off the AMD Zen 2 CPU. A lot of nerd stuff here. 4 core 8 threads, 2.4 gigahertz on the CPU clock speed. You got an AMD GPU thrown in there. You get a 1280 by 800 resolution screen with a 7-inch LCD touchscreen as well, and it comes with 16 gigs of RAM on there. A 40 watt hour battery, which is just huge. You get 60 hertz on the refresh rate. You get Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, USB Type-C with a display 1.4 support as well. Stereo speakers, 3.5 jack, dual mics, and a USB Type-C Bluetooth port for the audio. The thing weighs less than 2 pounds. It's about a pound and a half. And the speeds all different. The speeds, as far as loading up and whatnot, are going to depend on the type of drive that you get. The most popular model I'm going to see is going to be the 256 gig model. None of these versions can install Call of Duty. That's a joke. But
you need four of them.
Need four to put together. But pretty cool tech. I mean, I watched the display. Pre-sales went up yesterday. The site immediately crashed because people were all about the Steam Deck. It goes to show you that people do want a handheld gaming system that will run PC games.
Yeah, something more powerful.
Last year, Alienware had its own handheld device and then banned it. It was pretty much ready to go because they didn't think the market was there.
I remember this, yeah.
Alien, and it, very similar in design and whatnot, and wow, I think they missed a boat here. Like, Dell could have killed it with their own handset here, and they just dropped the ball when it comes here. And I think this is going to open up the door for more PC handheld systems, especially when it's been so hard to get a graphics card. It is becoming a little bit easier, but it's still so expensive. You can get a Steam Deck, if you can, for the price of a graphics card, which is pretty awesome. Pretty cool. It has me super interested. Obviously, I didn't pre-order one because I'd be talking about the pre-order process. But this is pretty awesome. It is pretty cool, and you can pretty much play any game. Almost every game is available on Steam that you can play.
I want to see, after people get them in their hands, mm-hmm. how they perform and what ratings really are, like how they're perceived and how they operate.
If you want to check out an early review, check out Linus Tech Tips on his videos. He had early build versions where he got to play, and he did a WAN show. They do their live Twitch shows on Friday evenings, and he did the whole Twitch stream pretty much with the Steam Deck in his hand, which is pretty awesome. I think also being able to connect this to an external monitor or a USB-C dock and you could stream from, you can plug it into another computer or, have it connected to your capture card and, use your other computer as a stream machine and stream your Steam Deck gameplay, which would be pretty awesome. So pretty cool stuff there. I'm really excited. I'm glad to see more competition on the market. And I think this has to make people that not own Switches, but manufacture the Switch, like Nintendo, kind of like rethink their game plan a little bit, you know, when they see like a comparable device size wise.
Well, especially when
be able to bring out what they did.
Yeah. A device that only has, and I get it, maybe the chip shortage affected them, but you, to their credit, Nintendo never actually touted or teased a more advanced device. That was all leakers and Bloomberg and stuff like that that leaked that information. But when you come to market with this and say, hey, we've got the OLED model, and that's all we're bringing is just an OLED. Like, I get it. If you are in the market for another one, yeah, that's the one to buy. Or if you're in the market for your first Switch, yeah, that's the one to buy. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing there that says that I should upgrade, that I should sell this Switch that I have now or hand it down to someone else and buy a new one.
I think existing Switch users are not going to want to upgrade. This is something for, you know, people that have the money to throw around like on another Switch, like, you know, like I'm talking about like YouTube people.
Buy this instead.
Get a Steam Deck if you can. I mean, that'd be the way to go.
I'm interested to see how it operates before I think about getting one. I'm not opposed to it. I think it would be cool. I don't play much on Steam as it is now, but if I could do that on that Steam Deck instead and then be able to dock it and play it on my television in the living room, I think that's cool.
And play it on the go.
Or hook it up to my monitor here instead of having to buy a graphics card for the price that they're at now.
Being able to like download a game and like play it on the go, a PC game and play it on the go? Hell yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Hell yeah.
So I'm definitely this is how I'm going to play fucking American Truck Simulator.
There you go. Hell yeah.
Matt, we should be playing American Trucks. You brought this up that we should start playing American Truck Simulator. We should have a race. And you should have to obey traffic laws.
I want to get the steering wheel and everything.
You want a rig?
I want a rig. I want a full rig, yeah.
We should do this. Yeah. And we should both, I mean, we could stream it and we could both start from the like similar distance points or something and race to one location.
Oh yeah.
Like just set up like are both of us we could take the same race. Let's Mad Max it.
Me and Joe and chat and on Twitch he's the Blaze Enigma. We would talk on the phone and we would play Driver, the first Driver. And we would play like New York City and we'd, you know, have a matching point. This is flip phones, man. Actually, I don't even think he had a cell phone. I think I'd call him on his phone in his dorm room.
On his landline.
And, and we would have these races, you know, like where you'd go to one end of the city to the other end or, you know, and try to like do traffic and try to obey traffic. And then, of course, always run into somebody or run a light. And then, you know, a cop sees you and you could hear the other, you know, the other feed have the police siren going off. But yeah, we would do that all the time. I think this idea.
I think that's it. We either play, or we do both. We either play Truck Simulator and do this race, or we get really into Grand Theft Auto roleplay.
Yeah.
I'm good for either. Mm-hmm. There's something about, like, the more I watch people do roleplay Grand Theft Auto stuff. Like, there was one I watched the other day. I think it was on TikTok or somewhere. That they had, like, four or five officers responding to a guy who was holding up a weapon store. Like, one of the ammunitions. And he had escaped from jail, so he was in a full orange jumpsuit. And the officers, like, made a bet with him. They're like, all right, you get a 10-second head start.
Oh, wow.
and if we can't catch you, we won't charge you or whatever.
That's awesome.
So he took off running. And then, of course, it's TikTok, so he's doing the I'm fast as fuck, boy, as he runs away from the police. So there's, like, 10 officers. They can't draw their weapons for 10 seconds and try to gun him down or anything.
Oh, man.
It was funny to watch. I love watching those. Like, some of it's just mundane. It's like watching guys who are role-playing as the officers have to, like, go in and then, like, check in and sit down for their, like, their morning meetings and shit and get their briefings. It's so stupid. There was one that I watched where they were playing as an officer and they had to go check out someone's stolen cat. So they had to, like, go meet up with another person who was role-playing and talk to them about their cat getting stolen.
That's
it just seems like the right amount of dumb, absurd bullshit for me.
That's great. Yeah. So we watched Space Jam.
Oh, I almost forgot about that. Thoughts?
It was all right.
I didn't hate it.
Yeah, I've seen.
LeBron's not a good actor.
I've definitely seen worse. LeBron is not a good actor, and there's an ongoing joke. There's a joke... a running joke at the beginning of the movie where LeBron is making fun of himself and telling Warner Brothers Studios that him being in the movie is not a good idea. he's like, I'm not an actor. Which I think is funny to kind of make fun of himself, you know, going right into
there was the movie. There was a good line from Don Cheadle where he's trash talking LeBron to LeBron's son. And he's like, look at your dad. He quits. That's what he does. He leaves. That's what he does. He goes, he left Cleveland. He left Miami. He left Cleveland again. He's like, heads up, Lakers.
Yeah.
He goes, and his dad, and your dad left you.
Yeah, pretty rough.
And then there's a bunch of like jokes. Oh, where they're telling him to assemble a crew. Mm-hmm. They're like, go assemble your team. And he's like, who am I supposed to get? He's like, I don't know. Are the Heat available? Like, they just make a lot of jokes about him, mm-hmm. like his just shitty ways. Yeah. And I thought I'd have more fun with the Looney Tunes stuff. That was all kind of copy and paste from the last movie. And there was very few and far between, but I enjoyed seeing like when they brought up the Matrix.
That was very fun for me.
When we got to see all the people in the stands, uh-huh. like on the sidelines, like trying to pick out, okay, there's one Joker, there's two Jokers, there's a couple Penguins, there's the Night King. Mm-hmm. Like picking that stuff out, I thought was fun.
Yeah.
I saw somebody had tweeted in there like, remember, this movie was made for kids and for kids to have fun. It's not made for you, you 30-year-old piece of shit. Yeah. Remember that when you judge this.
So my kid wanted to watch it, and he's 4 years old. So a testament to marketing, because...
Fortnite and McDonald's got you, huh?
You know, he did not know who LeBron James is. I don't think he's ever really watched a Looney Tunes cartoon. So just marketing in general just kind of like bumped it up, and he was... You know, he started asking me like Thursday night if he could watch the movie. And I had to tell him, like, it's not out yet. I was like, but yes, we'll watch it. I have Fridays off. So Friday morning, we woke up and we watched Space Jam. It was the first thing we did during the day. And, you know, it ruined my day. No, it didn't. It was fine. It was a funny movie. I did laugh at some parts. The Mad Max
part. Yeah, it was funny.
I laughed at the Mad Max parts. We had inadvertent Walking Dead reunion. Oh. With the actress that played his wife, and we had Glenn, Steven Yeun. Yep. So that was nice to, you know, see people that I recognize. Sarah Silverman is a someone who works for the studios.
Like
so.
An ad exec or something.
What's funny to me is when we watch movies, when you watch a movie where they're playing, the person is playing themselves, of, you know, a fictionalized version of themselves. So I'm like, okay, so they exist in a universe where there's no Walking Dead. Sarah Silverman is not a comic. You know, so it's just funny for me. But I did really enjoy seeing the server verse, and so like the Looney Tunes are kind of like able to like go and play around in these other universes. So they're able to go to the Mad Max universe. You know, they had to like track them all down, which was pretty fun. Like yeah, the Grandma's Trinity from the Matrix, which is pretty funny. You get the Tasmanian Devil, so when we get the Tasmanian Devil. Oh, spoiler alert! Completely spoilers going into this. So if you want to watch it, pause the show now and come back. But really, I don't know what we're going to spoil so much for you.
Well, I'm going to spoil the best.
The Tasmanian Devil is in the Rick and Morty universe, and Rick and Morty throw him down and say, "Haha, it's your problem now."
He hits the window like Thor.
Yeah,
and they're like, "We're done taking experiments on your badger."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I fucking love Justin Roiland. So hearing him voice Rick and Morty in this was so cool.
So fun. Like, right, it was so good, awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
And did you catch?
And my son, because he's playing Fortnite, and the big thing to do in Fortnite right now is work towards that Rick Sanchez skin. Yeah. And so he sees Rick Sanchez show up, and that's another thing for him to enjoy out of the movie.
Did you catch Wonder Woman was Rosario Dawson?
Yeah, that was really cool, actually. Yeah.
I thought that was cool, too. And Zendaya did a great job as
I love
Lola.
Zendaya. She did a great job of Lola, yeah. So really good job.
I thought I was going to piss myself laughing. At one point when they're playing their final basketball game, and like the one for all the marbles, I won't spoil plot hole or plot points or anything for it, but they show Don Cheadle on the sideline in an Indiana Hoosiers coaching jacket, grabbing a chair and throwing it on the court, like Bob Knight.
Yeah.
And he's fully just replicating Bob Knight, and I am fucking dying. I'm on the floor laughing, and no one else in the house knows what the hell.
Wait, what so kid funny, is going to know Bobby Knight? You know
oh
I mean?
No! But yeah. I had to pause the movie for my wife, and she's like, "Why is it so funny?" I was like, "He's supposed to be Bobby Knight, mm-hmm. who notoriously would throw chairs on the fucking court. Like that's such good." Shit.
I love
like the second I saw it,
and it was on TikTok. It's been shown as a tease, but when they get Michael Jordan,
yes,
When they get Michael and Jordan.
It's Michael B. Jordan.
It's Michael B. Jordan. And Daffy's the coach, and you just see Daffy pull up the clipboard, and it says, trade Sylvester.
Yes. There's good shit.
Oh, yeah. It
there's some really good humor.
It wasn't bad. I mean, it is what it is. It's a movie with LeBron James, who's not a good actor. And we forget, and you brought this up too, the original Space Jam is not a good movie.
No, it's not.
This to me, I mean, it's pretty comparable. Like, we all forget, like, the first Space Jam, really bad. And, you know.
And Anthony Davis's eyebrows were amazing.
Yeah. And so.
They, like, protrude. Yeah. Out. They're not just a full eyebrow. Yeah. Like, they protrude, and it's like an overhang.
Yeah. I like it that the kid is, he's a game designer. His youngest is a game designer, so he's wanting to get a game, doesn't really want to play basketball. And so Algie Rhythm sees that as an AI and pulls the game, copies the code, inserts it into the serververse, and is able to use those characters. I thought that was actually pretty smart.
He's like, steal the code.
They do leave the bug in there, which, you know, Algie Rhythm doesn't know, the bug where he takes like a step back jumper and it deletes the game. So that's like a crowning point into the movie. I take issue with major spoiler alert here. Bugs Bunny dies. And I have an issue with this. Because he ends up coming back later in the movie and he's fine. He's just existing in the real universe now. But wouldn't it have been better? Bugs Bunny dies. He decides to take that step back jumper because Algie Rhythm doesn't know about it. And it ends up deleting the, you know, they win the game in there, but and the bad guys get deleted basically. And Bugs Bunny ends up dying, you know. But like LeBron and their son is just kind of like, okay, we're good, let's go. And you know, like I feel like a good maybe like result.
They did not give a shit.
Yeah, they could have been like, okay, well, let's get out of here and let me fix the code to save Bugs.
That's what I expected. Like, I expected him to use the creative character of his game to bring Bugs back. And nope.
No, there was nothing. Just, like, they just were content.
The laziest fucking way to bring him back.
They were content with Bugs Bunny dying.
Yep. Well, even if he did die, why not find out that that's what the kid did in E3 camp?
Yeah, he brought Bugs back. Walked out of the room because he thought Bugs Bunny was gonna die. Like, he got visibly, like, shaken. Like, no, this, you know, he was sort of invested in this character. And you're going to kill Bugs Bunny.
And there was zero explanation. Like, he just shows up. It was the laziest fucking writing.
It was kind of like they got to the editing part of that movie. And it was just like, oh, crap, what are we going to do about Bugs? We didn't film that part.
They got to that part, and it was 5 o'clock and time to clock out. That's what happened.
So they brought LeBron back. They brought LeBron and their son back for a day. And filmed the last part, and they're like, okay, we're just bringing it back and saying that they exist in the universe now. Overall, aside from the ending being a complete bust,
it's all right.
It was a good movie. Yeah, I mean, not
the best. Hey, you know what the best part of it is? I didn't pay to watch it.
I didn't have to pay either. It was nice. Yeah. It was included with
my daughter even asked me, too, like, before it came out on, like, Wednesday or something. She's like, hey, can we go to the theaters and watch this? I was like, hey, can we sit in our living room and watch it for free?
Yeah.
Like, this isn't like Black Widow, which, by the way, I fucking paid to watch Black Widow twice.
Yeah, it's not bad. That's fine with me.
I watched it in theaters and then I bought it on Disney Plus.
There you go.
I did exactly what I said I was going to do. If anything, I'm owning up to my
no mind, judging
there. I said that months ago. But I didn't have to pay for Space Jam, so.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, when she told me that, I was like, there's no way. I was like, we'll get snacks and watch it here. F that.
Yeah, we.
And that movie looks super cool with my Govee lights on my TV.
Oh, nice. I was going to say, the basketball scene probably looked really cool. The basketball game.
Oh, dude, it was dope. Dude, the serververse was so cool. Like, all the flashing lights and the blue and purple. Thinking, yeah. So cool with those lights.
Yeah, I'm thinking that, too.
Buy Govee. They should sponsor us.
I think everybody was pretty good in the movie that was cast in the roles. I was expecting more, cameos, but I get it. You know, whatever. Yeah. That was cool.
Hey, we got Foghorn Leghorn as Daenerys. So
that's true.
There you go.
That's the universe he wanted to be in.
Yes.
Game of Thrones. Okay. Yeah, but I had fun with the movie. And
I was a little disappointed with Lil Rel. Having him in there, I was like, why couldn't we have gotten Ron Funches instead?
Yeah.
Like, that's just my personal preference, but whatever.
I thought he did an okay job with the commentating.
I just don't like Little Rel that much, I guess. I think he's just overhyped.
I love Ernie Johnson from NBA on TNT. Yes. He was great.
Ernie Johnson was great.
He's just like infiltrated into almost every aspect of my life because I watch NBA all the time, and he's in this movie, and then you listen to him on NBA 2K. Give me all the Ernie Johnson because that's a good guy. He's really funny. I enjoyed the commentating in the movie as well. I like the part where he's like, no, we're good. You go, we got LeBron. We'll be fine. And then I think he hits like a 100-pointer shot or something. He's like,
yeah.
Oh, no, we're screwed.
Like, yeah.
It just comes to terms. It was funny. I think
I love that they actually referenced that the first Space Jam happened.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, well, it's been 25 years, you know. Like,
and when they're going back to get Lola, mm-hmm. like they reference that. And then they even show, like, on the sideline is the original, the aliens.
Mm-hmm. They're there. The Monstars. There. The Monstars are there, yeah. Which is nice. I would have liked Michael Jordan being in the movie, but, you know.
Even for a cameo.
Yeah, even for, like, cool. You know, a few seconds here or there. It would have been nice.
Or just having him in the audience, like, at the end or something. Mm-hmm. You know, just something stupid.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, so I guess, I guess I recommend watching. If you got kids, watch the movie.
No, because if he was there, we wouldn't have gotten the Michael B. Jordan joke. And I think
that's true. But if you got kids, this is a definite watch. I think they'll enjoy it. I don't know if you want to watch this movie if you don't have kids. If you live
by yourself. Crack a beer and watch it. Yeah, fuck it.
Get stoned and watch this movie. There we go. That's my official recommendation. So yeah, Space Jam. Not that bad. And I still didn't watch the Tomorrow War. I don't know if you watched it yet.
Neither did I.
Yeah, but Space Jam happened, so that's what happens. Oh well. It kind of snuck up on me because I was like, oh yeah, Space Jam comes out this week. So I guess I'll watch it.
Yeah, me too. Like, oh, well, this is what we're doing.
Space Jam and Loki. So that's how it went down. I got some Pokemon cards to bust open later. So
hell yeah.
I'll do that on Instagram. Thanks again for Jeremy for you came through on that one. So you got me about 5 packs of Chilling Rain booster packs that I'm looking forward to opening. And I'm going to do that later on our Instagram, on my Instagram, Mateo83. So Jeremy, before we sign off, where can everybody find you at?
Well, you can find us if you're not watching us on Twitch. If you're listening to us on the podcast, you can watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv/GoFolkGaming. You can find me personally on Twitter and Instagram at JVader82. Hey, and I don't know if there's a search feature or not, but you can find me on AEW GM mode at JVader82 as well. It had me create a sign-in, so there's got to be something somewhere.
Yeah, so look for Jeremy there. I'm going to start playing that. You should probably download that game. Pretty cool. Find me Mateo83 Twitter and Instagram and TikTok. You can find us there. You can find all those Pokemon booster pack unboxings on my Instagram, on Instagram TV and Mateo83. We're working on setting up an actual like unbox table and whatnot. And once I saw that is done,
he was unboxing his unbox
table. Once we do that, I'm gonna move it over to here so we can have a move it on the Twitch so we can do some unboxings on Twitch.
Sweet.
To me I feel like it's a better setup to do like on a top down camera with a bigger display out instead of like your little phone where you're looking at it, you know, in portrait mode the entire time.
Run a picture-in-picture.
Yeah, so I thought about face. That. Yeah. I've thought about using two Instagrams, like using mine and then the GoFo one, and like using the GoFo one as a top down camera. And muting the microphone so you don't get an echo effect. So one of these days I'm gonna try it out with two phones and see if it'll work.
And that or when you switch it over to Twitch, just run two camera feeds on OBS and see how it works.
I have multiple cameras, so I'll be able to do.
Multiple
cameras. Yeah, but we'll get there. We'll get there. And watch Loki if you haven't. Looks like Jeremy froze, but he's not. And watch Space Jam. Get stoned and watch Space Jam. And on that note. Later, geeks.